Welcome to the Potato Brothers podcast. We're just going to call it that now because I completely forgot the last name.
Alright.
I'm here with me, good friend Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
And right off the bat, Alex, what do you think about Starbucks going under?
I mean, honestly, I couldn't really care any less as I do right now. Because it's just a coffee shop. Like, you could just buy it from the store, you know?
Yeah, and I was surprised. I looked at the stocks before this to see if there's any jokes to be made. And I found Starbucks was going under. And I said, how many teenage girls have moved on from Starbucks? And
probably not a lot.
If you're wondering why it's so loud in here, we're in our third period. We're in seventh grade, and there's a kid in my first period who drinks Starbucks every day before first period, and I said,
or you could just go like, you know those like in like those animals in like the jungle, and they like poop out like cocoa.
Remember that?
Why don't you just grab the cocoa beans right from their iris and then make coffee out of it?
That would actually be pretty smart than having to waste it all on just waste your money on Starbucks, where you could just get your own coffee maker. I guarantee you, it'd be cheaper than what a teenage girl spends on Starbucks a year. I mean, I'm not being stereotypical. I'm not targeting teenage girls. Not every teenage girl likes Starbucks. That's just what you see in like the movies and stuff. So I'm just going along with it.
Movies? When's there a movie about Starbucks? Starbucks the movie.
It's a full-on zombie apocalypse, and there's only one Starbucks in business, and every teenage girl just gets a freaking curling iron, just smacks everybody with it.
That'd actually be pretty good action, if you say so myself.
That would, and the hero of the story actually drinks the Starbucks at the end, but it finds out she's poisoned by another teenage girl that also wants Starbucks.
We should direct a movie.
That's what we're going to do. After we're done with podcasts, we're going to direct movies. You know what would be hilarious?
Yeah.
If just, like, a full-on, what's it called? What are they called? Protest. Got into Starbucks. Because I know they quit the unicorn thing, whatever. I want there to be a full-on protest about that.
Yeah.
That would just be hilarious, just to see out in the front. Bring back the unicorn thing.
It's like unicorn frappuccino or something like that.
That reminds me of a protest. There's this girl. Have you seen?
Oh yeah. I saw this video where this girl just gets an iced tea, and she pours like blue Gatorade in it, and then sends a picture, and then it posts a picture on Instagram, other girls are like, what is that? I want to buy that from Starbucks. And then she says it's a Frappajapajusa.
She says
it's a secret menu item, and they say, oh, thanks. But really, it's not a secret menu item. It's hilarious.
I just want to post that again, and I want to walk into Starbucks, and someone's like, hey, can I have one of whatever you said?
Can I just have a Frappajapajusa, or what is that? Isn't that your secret menu?
Speaking of protests, that reminded me. There's this girl. What is she known? She took a full on assault rifle to her graduation. She wasn't gonna start a shooting or anything. She's just pro Second Amendment. She believes in guns and everything. She's very insulting, and she thinks she can do whatever she wants because she carries a gun. There was one clip where this kind of, I don't want to be offensive, but overweight girl. She was at a protest for something, and she said, and the gun girl, she said she's gonna eat it, like insulting her because she's overweight, and then the girl said, what'd you just say to me? And then the gun girl, she said, I want you to know I carry. And then one of her friends comes over and says, don't matter, she's not worth the time. And then they just go back to protesting.
Yeah.
And she goes undercover, apparently, to her university to like ask people what they thought of her. And a lot of people, there's a few people who said They didn't say, like, there was one girl who said she was pretty, like, bad. And I agree with this girl 100%. She said that she doesn't think that what she was doing was appropriate. And she cut every conversation that she had with the person. There's one girl, there's one guy with all of his friends, he was really scared. He found out that she was her undercover. But he was like, he was like, I'm afraid if I say something, she's gonna clap me. Like, I think it's at that point, that would be pretty, like, bad if somebody's scared to talk about somebody because they're gonna shoot them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the I don't like I
mean, I understand she believes the Second Amendment, but at the same time, like, why do you graduate?
Like, of all places, I know there's some states. There are some states where it's legal to carry an assault rifle. You just have to get a lot of paperwork and everything. I mean, I support the Second Amendment, but I'm, like, not full-on threaten people. If they get in my face, I will shoot them and bring it to my graduation party.
My grandpa hides a Glock and brings it with him everywhere he goes for self-defense. He's filed paperwork and everything.
That's good. Like, I can understand.
Yeah, I can understand, like, carrying a pistol for self-defense.
But, like, an assault rifle, I think it's a bit overkill.
Yeah.
Like, who are you going to run into that you need this assault rifle for? Unless you get maybe in an alleyway and you get, like, there's a big group of people trying to rob you. I get that, but, I mean,
at the same time, a Glock can still take care of it.
Yeah, because how many bullets can go in a Glock? Maybe 12, at least?
12 to 16, something like that.
Yeah, and you can get an extended clip. So, yeah. I mean, you'd have enough. Definitely.
If I were to have, like, any self-defense weapon, I would just have a Glock with, like, a 24 bullet extended mag.
No, because that's enough to take care of. And it's not, and the Glock is not just a, like, a bam, bam. You have to wait to shoot it. You can go, like, bam, 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 bam. Like, almost any gun does that, except a sniper. A semi-automatic sniper, maybe.
See, all you need is, like, the reason. Glocks are, like, those kind of weapons that are, like, for self-defense only. Like, because, like, there's only, like, 12 bullets in it. If you want an extended mag, then that's probably for, like, hunting or something. But, like, 12 mags is enough to protect you. You don't need to carry any more mags, just that 12. Because it's not like, every 2 minutes you're gonna run into someone that's trying to rob you. Unless you're in, like, a
really bad part of
a
state.
Town with, like, a really high crime rate or something like that. More than that, all you need is 12 bullets and you're good.
Yeah. I went to the shooting range, actually, recently, and I found out that I am a gifted sniper, apparently.
And
I shot a Glock 16, and it was my first time ever shooting a Glock 16. I shot it, like, with one hand. I shot it, and almost flew out of my hand, but when I held it, I cupped it in my hand like this, and I shot it, it was fine. It didn't even move. But, so, like, it didn't fly out of my hand, but it almost did, and I got scared from it.
I'm just gonna say something real quickly.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about guns, let's talk about video game weapons, specifically sniper rifles. You scope in, it's a perfect 100% shot. But you, like, you know, like, you scope in and then you scope out, but you're still, like, right on the character, and it, like, shoots in a completely different direction.
That's
not how real guns work.
And some snipers, I have a sniper, but I can't shoot it in my backyard. But I have a BB gun sniper, well, a pellet gun sniper, and
sound like you said pelican sniper.
Pelican sniper. You just go to the beach and you say, hey, can I have a pelican sniper? Just hands you a stuffed pelican in the shape of a gun. That'd be hilarious. My pellet sniper. You have to position your eye in a different way so it's like it has like the full circle, because you just put it right here, it's a tiny circle, it moves everywhere, so I have to aim it perfectly. I have to like back up, find the right position so I can aim it correctly. And I was in my backyard shooting it, and then I heard a bird go in behind me in a tree, so I looked up and I couldn't see it. I went my binoculars. I saw it. and I shot it and landed in my neighbor's yard, and I was freaking out. So I got my gun and I put it in the house as fast as I could. Luckily no one was home, because somebody would have questioned me, why are you running in so fast? And then I went around to the front and I went outside to check to see if they were home. They were home. And he asked me, are you the ones killing all the birds? And I said, what? And then he said, I've seen a bunch of dead birds in my yard. I've seen three dead birds in my yard. They've all been shot. I said, I did one. I apologize. I didn't mean to. And I read up on the, one on my computer. And I found out that where I live is a bird sanctuary. So what I did was legal, and I am lucky I didn't get the cops called me. But my neighbor, he told my grandpa and my grandma, and I got my BB gun taken away. But I have custody back of it because I can shoot it now, and I keep it in my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My grandpa said, I don't think you would ever, if you ever went hunting, I don't think if you had the sights on an animal, I don't think you could ever pull a trigger. And I said, well, I proved him wrong. Have you ever done something like that?
Once.
What'd you do?
Well, it was my first time getting, it was my first time ever getting, like a gun, but it was, like, a BB gun. So, it wasn't, like, a BB gun, it was more of a pellet gun than it was a BB gun. But, anyway, I first got it, I didn't exactly know, what to do and what not to do. So, the first thing I did was, I shot a bird.
You shot a bird?
And I was like, I felt bad because I really like birds, but at the same time, I really wanted to go bird hunting. So I shot the bird, and I was like, this is so cool, I like this gun. And then eventually, it landed, when I shot it, it like flew. It turned from having wings to like a jetpack, and it flew like two neighbors away.
Like, at least they couldn't know it was you.
And then I hear like a little girl screaming. So I run over there, I say, what's the deal? And she says, there's a hole in the bird's head. And she was like 12. And I was like, who did this? And he was like, I don't know, it just flew from this direction. And I realized, I was like, that was the bird I shot. So I was like, oh, it's okay. We can just give a barrel. And she said, I'm calling the cops. I'm like, no, don't do the cops.
You don't need the
don't
cops.
Don't do that. We'll just bury the bird. It's like nothing ever happened. She's like, okay, I buried the bird in the forest that's behind us. And I give it a proper burial and everything. I felt bad. I just walked back to my house. I sat down. My mom walked in. She said, I heard a pellet gun. I heard screaming. Like, what was going on? And I was like, oh, nothing, Mom. Nothing. It was just I shot the gun at a tree to practice shooting. And then the screaming was because she heard a pellet gun shot. And he's like, oh, okay. I was like, thank the Lord I got out of that situation. Oh, man.
All right, I think that will wrap it up for today. We will do another podcast on Monday, or we will meet up again. All right,